This is Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Time again for the Josie Show. Tonight, episode 205. Josie, welcome. Mike Deese and Alan Hurt. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino. And now, because she's on a permanent sugar rush, Josie Pasentino.
Awesome. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Josie Show. Another amazing episode of the Josie Show, if I do say so myself. So we're so glad, everybody, that you all are joining us tonight. And I hope you guys had a very great week. I had a very busy and eventful week, like I always do. It was good. It was good. You know, I'm in college now, so I've been doing that. And then also with my show and now also my music here. Pretty soon I'm actually going to go in the recording studio for my next song, Practice Boyfriend, and then I got a duet in the works. I mean, I got a lot of things going on, so which is very, very, very good for me. And also I'm very excited that all of you guys are going to be able to kind of join me in the journey. You guys are going to get to hear all my stuff and, you know, all that fun stuff. So I'm very excited about that. So that's basically what my week consisted of. That's pretty much the lowdown. So tonight, though, I have planned wonderful, wonderful guests. Tonight I'm going to get to speak with Mike Deese and Alan Hurt, as a special treat. We may have joining us fishing DJ Tom Flynn and Cowgirl Divas DJ Audrey King. We might have them, I believe. And we talk about them every week because they rebroadcast the Josie Show on Wednesday nights at Fishing Country Now Cowgirl Divas Radio. So it's going to be an awesome show, with these two guests. Maybe we'll have those guests as well. You never know. So, yeah, you'll get to hear fun chats with them, awesome music. So we have a lot of stuff happening. So I'm very, very excited. And there's many, many ways that you guys are probably listening to this show right now. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to us, whether it be on the, live with us right now. Hello. Or archives.
Hey, Josie.
Right now, and then also on Wednesdays, which is rebroadcasted. Yes, hello.
We just want to mention, on behalf of everyone at the Josie Show, our hearts go out to the victims in Chicago from that mass shooting yesterday, and let's hope things like that come to an end.
Absolutely. I agree. I read that, and I mean, I heard that on the news, and it's just crazy. And so thank you so much for bringing that up. We pray for everybody and their safety. And it's crazy, I know. But yeah, so thank you very much for, noticing that and kind of just, you know, letting everybody know what's the deal. So thank you. So if I get this correctly, so is Audrey King not going to be here with us? She might not be feeling well. Okay. All right, so she might not be feeling well, so Audrey King might not be able to, but you never know. We'll see. All right, so is my first guest here? Awesome. I got the thumbs up, and my first guest has arrived. Everyone, please welcome Mike Deese to the show. Yeah. Hello, Mike. How are you? Hi, how are you, Mike?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm very excited to be chatting with you tonight.
Yes, very exciting for me, too.
Awesome. I know you're ready. I mean, you have some donuts with you, so you're all set.
Yeah. I ordered Daylight Donuts, Krispy Kreme Donuts, and a lemon pie, and the kissing booth is open.
Love it. I love it.
Donuts.
That was my producer. sharing his love for donuts. It's kind of crazy by us. I think our only Krispy Kreme actually closed down, so I'm a little upset by that. So I'm very jealous that you have one. Yes, yes. And I believe you have a guest here with you, Tom,
yes.
I believe. Yes.
Well,
awesome.
DJ Yang. How are you, Josie?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing? It's Tom Brent, everyone.
You are doing great, Darlene. Doing great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, so much. And also, for people who don't know, this is Tom, the Tom that actually rebroadcasts our show on Wednesdays. I'm fishing country. Yeah, definitely. I'm fishing DJ, fishing country DJ. Goodness. Blah, blah, blah.
Relax.
Fishing country
you.
Now. Tongue tied there for a second and Cowgirl Divas Radio.
Right.
Yes, yes. So definitely.
It's good on Wednesday nights, rebroadcast.
Yes.
So it's, you know, we're doing great. We're having fun.
Oh,
hey, guys,
yes.
Don't say I didn't warn you all about Josie Sugar Rush.
Yeah, I can't even talk.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure,
that's so funny.
Like the squirrel there. It feeds too many donuts, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Alan feeds peanuts and donuts. I know.
Yeah,
clear,
there you go.
A squirrel
well,
who likes donuts.
Talking to Michael, so let's get Michael on.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by, though.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So Mike, I'm very, very excited to get to know you a little bit better, and also we have some songs of yours tonight to play. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So first off, I kind of want to know your earliest memory of making music. When did this all start for you?
Around 8 years old when I got my first guitar for Christmas. Right.
Ooh. Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
He has very good answers, Josie.
And you come. And you. That's funny. But do you come from a musical family, or are you kind of the only one that kind of got into this?
No, my mother and father both were musicians, and they wrote songs, and Dad played lead guitar for Elvis Presley when he was young and grew up with Elvis, so music's been in the family all my life, you know, and way back they played fiddles and all that in the day, so that's kind of how I learned to play the country music that I play, a three-stick style, country bluegrass style.
Mhm. I love it. I love it. And I, you know, since you do come from a musical family, it's kind of, you know, it's all natural that you got into it. If that's what you hear, you know, from your family growing up, I mean, it's only natural that you kind of take up on it too, you know? It's really cool.
Yeah, and my little brother writes, and so we just put the songs together and made up to the Opening Up Doors CD. And,
awesome.
You know, he's a phenomenal writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that's so cool. Wow, very, very cool. And who would you say, though, are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
All of them. They may be the star quality. I love them to death. I love them.
Actually,
Tony Jones, Merle Haggard. Just all of them. I'm just very, you know, impressed with all their work.
And he really does look up to his dad.
Yeah.
Mr. Deese.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so cool. Yeah, that's a hard question because there's so many amazing greats out there that you know, you don't want to forget to mention. So that's a hard one.
Yeah. It'd be all of them because, you know, if they made it that far, they put their time in and they worked hard to get there. I know.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And your dad is a good answer as well. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, dad is too, you know. Well, you know, he's getting a little old. He's 78. He lost his hair, and we can't find it either.
You're still on the search.
Yeah, he'll be okay. Yeah.
One of these days. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And your music, which we're about to get into in just a second. Well, we're going to get to play it in just a second. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you do have out right now, kind of circling the airwaves and the web?
Oh, my love is you. I love bluegrass. Why not me? Death of a Hobo was written by Charles Forte out of Mountain View, Arkansas. He also writes for Ray Stevens. And they brought that to me, and I put it on the record. I just love it. It was an honor to put it on there.
Yeah. Wow. Very, very, very cool. And I love all your songs. I think they're amazing. And the two of them that we have tonight, and we also have, wait, no, three. We have three because we have an extra song of yours. And they're amazing. Yeah, they're amazing. I absolutely love them. And the first one we're actually going to play is Why Not Peace. Can you give us kind of, tell us, you know, give us a lowdown about what the song is about to you?
Well, we want peace throughout the world, and that's, you know, what it ends up, this song ends up with the whole world involved with it. But Donnie wrote that song, and it was just such a good song, and then it, we, you know, right around the time 9/11, we finished it up, and then, you know, went ahead and cut on the CD for the soldiers and stuff. And just one out piece, you know, that's what we keep saying to ourselves.
Wow, I love it. I love the song. I think it's so incredible.
Yeah, strong. Our prayers do go out for the ones up in Chicago and the men and women of the armed forces that are keeping America strong, you know, and, and their sacrifices and services that they're doing. They're doing an awesome job for us all.
Amen. Amen. I think this is a perfect song, you know, kind of what's been going on lately, like we said in the beginning of the show. So I think it's perfectly fitting to have this song play on the show tonight. So let's just do it. Why not peace?
Right.
It's a good question.
Right. So
let's do it. Yes, let's play right now, and we'll be right back with you, Mike Dees. We'll be right back.
The trees are green like the hills are tall. I know I was born among them all. The water runs through the rocks, the old creek bed. Clouds are white, sky is blue, the grass is wet with mountain dew, the morning dove she sings, the bright new sun. And why not peace? That's the way life begun. Why not peace among each other? Why not peace our love together? Why not peace? I keep asking myself, why not peace among your brothers? Why not peace and love each other? Why not peace? I keep asking myself. There was one, there was two, there was Vietnam. There was war between fathers and sons. The only way we win is if we lose. I can see the lightning, hear the thunder roar. Clouds burst open, rain pours down around me. I'm the only one left. And why not peace? I keep asking myself. Why not peace among each other? Why not peace or love together? Why not peace? I keep asking myself. Why not peace between your brothers? Why not peace and love each other? Why not peace? I keep asking myself. Why not peace between the nations? And peace with our creation. Why not peace? I keep asking myself. Why not peace? I keep asking myself.
fitting. So that was Why Not Peace by Mike Deese. And for people who love that song and all of your other material, where can we go? Where's the best places to purchase all of your music? Where can we
go? I would say Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
Well, you can get me on Reverb Nation and or the radio station. I've donated 200 copies of the CD to charity, and if they order it through there, then it will help the children.
I love that.
Yeah, you just go to FCNR.net and click on the charity website or the web tab. And it'll take you there, and you can find out where you can get Mike's CD and everything else.
Perfect. I love those. Yeah. I love those type of things that artists do, where you could purchase a song, and then also you're helping out a cause as well. You know, I'm always into that kind of stuff, and I'm just so thankful that you guys do that.
Well, Josie, I work with 14 different charities. So, you also get to pick what charity you want your money to go to.
Wow.
And
that's incredible.
Everything goes to that. You know, the CDs are $10, and I believe the shipping is like $5, but that $10, everything goes to that charity that you pick up.
Wow, I love that. I think that's amazing, everyone.
Yeah.
So please do that. Can you give the website out one last time here for everybody? They missed it.
What, Mike's Reverb Nation? The FCN? www.fcnr.net.
Uh-huh.
Charity web. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's
all. So that way people know which website, you know, FCNR.net.
Right. Just go there and just look at the top, and all the tabs are there, Josie.
Yes. Easy peasy. So everyone, please make sure you do that. I love that. And, you know, also, I know that you have some social networking sites as well. So can you give those out for everybody so they can chat with you?
She's looking for Facebook. I don't know what else you want.
I have a web page.
The
Indies Against Hunger.
Yeah.
Fan site, and of course I have my Facebook fan site too.
Right.
So you can find me just about anywhere.
Yeah. The newest website is IndiesAgainstHunger.com, and you can also find Michael's music there too.
Perfect. So there's many different places that they can go to. And also, speaking of Indies Against Hunger, I understand that on October 12th, you're headlining Indies Against Hunger. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Your headline.
Yes, that's
going to be a blast.
Downtown Oklahoma City is absolutely beautiful garden there. It has many stages, not just one. It has like four or five stages in there. We'll be at the Shell stage. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable.
Right.
And it's more, you know, no kid hungry, and regional food banks to stock the food to help feed here for the hungry. And we want everybody to bring their kangaroos out and, you know, help support this this cause. Because, you know, it's just growing every day, you know, that people are going hungry and no one should miss a meal.
Right.
I'm going to get my part in this tour to help.
Right. And we've got three other artists coming in there, too. So we're going to be going crazy from 11 o'clock in the morning till 5 p.m. in the evening. And hopefully we're going to collect a whole bunch of food and even some cash.
Yeah, four bands. And that's out of about 8,000 right now.
Right.
Wow, that's gonna be so much fun. And I know I recall Tom, you were telling me that you have to bring a can of food as well, right? Just so people
know. One can, two cans, a case, you know, whatever, any non-perishable item, you know, bring it down, and that's how you get in.
That's your ticket.
Yeah.
Not bad. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then on the left side of the stage, Myriad Botanical Gardens, they're going to have Pumpkinville. So you can go there and look at all the pumpkins and all their good stuff, and then come on over and listen to some great country music.
We'll be rocking country style enough on the
way. Oh, yeah.
That's going to be so amazing. So, everyone, please make sure you go to this event if you're able to. And, Mike, can you share with us any other upcoming projects as of right now that you're going to be attending, just to give some new fans more opportunities to see you?
Well,
here comes the list, buddy.
June 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'll be in Michigan, Flint, Michigan, and I'll be doing shows up in the Michigan area all around the state of Michigan. And we're looking for shows right now coming up next month in Alabama, Russellville, Alabama. So, yes, I'm working on a lot of projects right now and get this up and running where we can help other indie artists, too, that's coming in to the tour and want to help, you know, give like we give them, you know, for the hungry.
We also have another food drive down in Ocala, Florida, coming up December 14th.
Originally originated from the Indies Against Hunger was by Catherine Sears.
Perfect. So there's many opportunities for people to go to, and I'm pretty sure that people could just find it on your website, right?
Yeah. It's right on the top, and I believe I sent you a photo or the poster that's coming up too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Yeah, we're going to post it, for sure.
Okay, cool. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
We're working on trying to find some place there in Chicago so we can get the little, so we can get the teenage girl up there and sing her tune.
That would be amazing. Yeah, hopefully I have my next one.
Let's go right there. I think you were on FCN charts the longest ever since I started FCN. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's incredible. When I first heard that, we had to celebrate over here because I was just so excited and just so, you know, appreciative to everybody who got me up there. That's amazing.
I like that banner that your mom made. That was cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it really cool?
I think you should warn them that the teenage girl is kind of ditching her boyfriend in the next song.
Oh, my God. My next song is actually a very good kind of song, kind of. It's called Practice Boyfriend, so, you know.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah. It's going to be a really good one, so hopefully I have my...
Number one.
Hopefully I have my next song done by the time that you guys want me to sing, because that would be amazing to sing that one.
Don't panic, though. Josie is not, like, setting them on fire like Miranda Lambert, but, you know, that's common.
No, I'm good. I'm good with it.
Right.
I'm positive.
Yeah, well, Josie, you need a lot more music on here.
I agree.
Really love it, you know?
I agree. I'm definitely working on it. I'm working on it so I could send it your way because I just appreciate everything that you do for, you know, not only my music but also for my radio show. I mean, you're just, you know, you've been awesome, Tom. So, yes.
Hey, we'll work together, you know. But, hey,
definitely.
Go talk to Mike.
Yeah, definitely.
We're actually being good, you know.
No, Josie, he is red, Nick.
Oh, my God. You guys are just so funny. I'm having so much fun. And your next song we actually have here that we would love to play, I know people are very excited to hear it. But real quick, before I get to that song, Alan Hurt, who is our next guest, actually says, a great song, Mr. Deese, about your, he says that about your last song, Why Not Peace. It is a great song. I agree.
Yeah. Hey, I love Alan Hurt. He's a wonderful guy. I've heard him do a lot of singing on different other radio stations. We've been together in there in the chat rooms talking. And love him. Good
man. Yeah. Oh, yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Number 10 right now, and your next song, My Love Is You, is at number 3.
Mm-hmm, which is amazing. Congratulations for that.
Yeah, he's be wrong. Excited.
He was dancing when I told him.
Oh, I love it. I love this song. Let's play it right now. I know everybody's going to love it, so let's just do it. My
oh,
Love
yeah.
Is You by Mike Deese, and we'll be right back with you. Okay, Mike? Awesome. Hey, it's Mike. Let's do it. My
love. I sent your letter off today. With all my love, I signed my name. I'm giving my heart, my soul, my life, to have and hold you every night. Think about the words I say. I'm giving my love to you today. My dreams are real. My wish came true. I found my love. My love is you. Yes, I tossed and turned in my bed. Sweet dreams were running through my head. Give me your hands, give me your eyes, give me your love. We'll marry tonight. Oh, give me your love. We'll marry tonight. I'd scream and shout, I'd fight and show, to have you, girl, with all of your love. I'd climb the hill, swim a sea, to have your love right here with me. Yes, I tossed and turned in my bed. Sweet dreams were running through my head. Give me your hands, give me your eyes, give me your love. We'll marry tonight. Oh, give me your love. We'll marry tonight. Oh, girl, give me your love. We'll marry tonight.
Love Is You by Mike Deese, and we're back with him right now. Another wonderful song from you. Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, I can notice Michael Deese is in the house.
That was all my angel.
Yeah, DJ Audrey is here.
Hello! Hello, Audrey! That's
you
awesome.
Never know who's going to show up on these shows,
right? You never know. I mean, people pop up all
right.
the time. You never know. You got to just...
Where's my producer? Is my producer close by?
Oh,
hi,
yeah.
Tina.
Yep, she's here. She says hi.
Yeah, Tina is talking to our next guest right now. And I want to point out that we're a half an hour into the show, and Tina has not caused a fire yet tonight. Oh, I'm proud of her.
Ooh.
That's true.
Ooh.
I know. Kudos there. Kudos. I love it.
What's his name? Peanut? The squirrel? Where's he been?
He'll come if you call him.
Be careful what you wish for.
I'm going to get a hold of DJ Redneck. He'll come out, too.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious, hilarious. Well, what do you know about
hey.
Oh, there you
Tina,
go.
Tina, I can't talk long. I'm busy filling Josie's shoes with pudding.
Thank you, Peanut. I appreciate
yeah, we
that.
We have a special, we've got to do something special for Little Squirrel there on FCN. Josie and Squirrel or whatever.
Yep, the squirrel's our mascot. What can I say?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. This was so much fun. We're actually running out of time here, but I do want to play your last song to kind of close us out on of the show. So that would be great. So we'll do that a little later. Yes, yes. And that one's called Death of a Hobo.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to, that one's going to close the show. Yeah. Yeah, that one's going
to
close the show.
I'm honored to be on the show. I'd like to say shout out to all my fans on Facebook. Love y'all, man. Come on,
yeah.
Please, donuts. Hey, I'll be giving rides on my donut float boat, too.
Yeah, we go up there to Chicago. And, we'll go up there to Chicago and we'll take you on the float boat.
Let's do it. That's all. Hey,
you guys picked a good night to be on a show. I just checked our stats. And that's a good thing about an internet show is we could see where everybody's listening from. And we got listeners from Tokyo, Japan. We got Glasgow. We got Australia, New Zealand.
Woo!
We got South Africa in the house.
Awesome! Awesome! I love it.
That's
when
we rebroadcast it, darling. We have 2 million countries.
We even have somebody from Hoboken, New Jersey, and that's kind of its own country.
Oh, yeah. Really.
Oh, that's funny. That's amazing. Well, I have to say, Mike, I have to say thank you so, so much for coming on the show. We did run out of time, but I definitely want to play your song at the end of the show to close this out, okay? I love
it.
As good as
awesome.
You.
I had so much fun chatting with you and Tom and Audrey.
Yeah, we kept the queen.
Yes, you guys did, and I'm very proud.
All right. I'll see you Wednesday night, darling.
All right. See you Wednesday. Thank
All
you guys
right.
so, so much. Bye, Mike Deeds. Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Audrey. Bye. Love it, love it. And I'm so sorry for everyone for all the, you know, talking over each other or whatever that I did. We're kind of on a little bit of a delay. And also it's kind of hard to know when someone's going to start talking and stop talking when you're, you know, on the phone. So I'm sorry if I cut over someone. That's just a little disclaimer because you never know. Sometimes I feel like I'm talking over someone and it's just weird and I don't mean to.
Hey, do we have time for a grown-up break before the next guest?
No. We actually don't because our next guest is here.
Not
right
even a munchkin?
It. Nope, not even a munchkin. Okay, maybe a munchkin. but I'm very, very excited because my next guest is here. So everyone, please welcome Alan Hurt to the show. Woo! Yes! Hello, Alan.
Hey,
Alan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing this evening?
Doing great. I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure. And Tina and Alan, everybody, hello to you. And thank you for the invite.
Oh, anytime, anytime. It's our pleasure. We're very, very excited to have you and play your music and get to know you a little bit better. It's going to be a real
great
interview. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, really quick here, we are going to start kind of, we're going to rewind a little bit, kind of in the beginning, to your earliest memory of making music. When, do you remember when that was, when you first started?
When I first started, of course, as a child, I was probably about 6 years old, and, you know, I was doing local festivals and things. Our family was taking me around, exploiting me as a young child star. So, you know, when Mama says, get out there and play, you do it, you know. And I loved country music then and now. And it's such a great experience to get in front of people and be able to entertain others. And it's just in my blood. And you know, the first young years, I guess, would say, you know, 6 through 14, you know, I made appearances on the Porter Wagoner show. So,
oh, wow.
You know, that's pretty young. And but it helped pave the way for the future, and I'm really proud of it. So there's the young answer.
I love it. I mean, you've done a lot of really, really cool things, and you've been keeping busy as well because I understand that you have written more than 1,500 original songs, which is amazing because, you know, I've written, what, like five? So it's like, that's incredible.
That's good. That's a good start. You know, I can't remember when I was at five. The only downside, Justin, to writing this many songs over the years is trying to remember them while you're on stage. That's the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when you get them confused, what you do is you combine three songs all together in one song. That's what you do.
There you go. That's genius. That's a great idea.
That's desperate.
Yeah. When you get desperate, you gotta do it. Oh my gosh,
right.
That's amazing, amazing. And you know, also I can imagine if you have, you know, 1,500 songs. I mean, I can imagine that's kind of hard to pick and choose which ones you want to have like on a CD or, you know, where you want to put them all. It's probably hard to kind of, you know, pick and choose when you have that many, you know?
Yeah, it is. You just go over the list and see, you know, what you might want to redo or leave alone or never sing again, hopefully, you know. You know, when you're learning to write, you may not like what you first started out doing, but the fans may like them. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've noticed in the last decade is fans bring song titles from the 80s, the early 70s, and I haven't even heard those titles in years, and I can't believe they remember. So I have to end up at the next shows digging those titles out and bringing them back so that they can enjoy them. And me trying to memorize them is almost like rewriting a song, but, you know.
Yeah, right. Wow. But I think it's so cool, though, that, you know, if your fans kind of request a song of yours that they enjoy, that you'll play it for them. I think that's
cool. And you can get in trouble for not doing it, too. I've learned that, too. So.
Oh, really? You've had a moment like that, huh?
Oh, yes. I had a lady ask me for a song that I've had on several CDs. It's called Appalachian Lover. And they've asked if that's in the set for the night show. And I said, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. She said, well, I bet it will be before the end of the night. And I said, yes, ma'am, it will be.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. Wow, so you got to do it. You got to do it.
And incidentally, I love your voice and I really like your music. So don't stop what you're doing. It's a great talent, and this is a fun thing too. I'm so glad you're doing it. I've done radio work as well, and I have a once a month show that I do to promote indie artists, I think it's really neat because my manager and brother that host the show, Mr. Kent Pinkerton, does such a wonderful job and cares so much about the artist he plays, and I'm just so proud of him. And his wife, Susan, who does our promotions as well, they both are such an inspiration to me. I love them both, and we have such good friends together, and I think that's the main thing in the music world is to make you some good friends. And just keep doing what you're doing because they just keep right coming.
Oh, thank you so much. And I think that's amazing. I did not know that you did, radio. I think that's so, so cool and kind of, you know, another thing in common.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. Very, very nice. And also, with music, I mean, I know you have some musical influences. So who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to and listen to?
Well, you know, I'm going to say Porter Wagoner first because he mentored me and raised me and is probably the number one on the list. And I would say Ray Price is going to follow him right behind because Ray and I are pretty close. And there's so many greats out there, Don Williams, Bobby Bear, Mel Tillis. And I have such a great respect for them. And I like to consider their styles and influence whenever I'm working in the business because it's worked for them. I don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, traditional country music, I believe should stay alive. And I think even though there's an influence of new stuff out there, I believe there's a space for all of us. And so I just think, you know, those are my influences, and they will always be, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Those, you know, those are the greats. I mean, those are perfectly listed. you have a very strong list. I love them, too.
Great.
Oh, yes. that's so, so cool. I love it. And you're right. There is room for everybody. I mean, that's kind of how I feel. You know, you need to, you know, rely on other people so you can kind of, you know, reach that ladder and that point where you're kind of like, yes, this is what I want to do. You know, you need help along the way.
Yes.
Make it easier. Yes.
And
so you got to work
incidentally, I will shout out to Mr. Mike Deese. What a great job he did tonight. And his songs are so well received. So, mm-hmm. Hello, Mike, and hope everything's working out for you.
Oh, yes. He likes you, too. I mean, you were listening, so you probably heard he had such great, nice things about you.
Oh, Mike's a great guy. Yeah, he's true blue.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's amazing. I got two wonderful, wonderful artists on my show tonight. I mean, I'm lucky.
Okay.
This is fun. This is fun. And also, I wanted to mention that you also won the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame Entertainer of the Year titled for 2013 and are an inductee into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. So congratulations for that and the many other honors that you've received over the years. And, you know, can you describe for us how achieving such things, you know, feels? Like when you first find out that you've, you know, you did that. I mean, what's your reaction? I'm pretty surprised.
Total shock. Total shock. You know, we were so blessed to be able to perform as a headlining act at the Hall of Fame. And then halfway, I'd say about four songs into the show, the president of the Hall of Fame asked how would I like to be a Hall of Famer inductee someday. I said, oh, I would really enjoy that. You know, I will work very hard to get mm-hmm. there and then do what I can to pay my dues. And he said, how about tonight? And they brought out the season, you know, and they with a veil on, you know, and it just, you know, your heart just stops, you know.
Yeah, really.
So I was shocked, and then I thought, wow, you know, and it's such a pleasure to be put in that list of people who have accomplished, you know, things in their industry. And I'm mm-hmm. just proud to be one of them.
Oh, yeah. It's well-deserved, for sure. You do such a great job, and you are hardworking. So, I mean, they couldn't have chosen a perfect person to, you know, kind of induct into the Country Music Hall of Fame for Texas. It's amazing.
Well, thank you.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's true. Also, I want to mention your group here. Can you share with us a little bit about the Mountain Showmen and who all the members are and the roles you all play in the group? Let us know all of those details.
Well, it consists of one half of a person. Mm-hmm. I was able to get him at half off. and he really does look up to me. Okay, I didn't mean that. well, we have... The name of the band is the Mountain Showmen,
mm-hmm.
and I've got kind of a bluegrass influence. I don't play bluegrass primarily, but I can and have. I've performed with Del McCurry and the Del McCurry Band, and so mm-hmm. the Mountain Showmen name is a name that I thought was proper, that kind of crosses me between the showman in the country and the mountain for the bluegrass, you know, and so I've got my manager that I mentioned and brother, Kent Pinkerton, plays the bass mm-hmm. guitar. And I have a lead guitar player named Fred Spears, a drummer named Kurt Henry. Kurt's a great drummer. And Jay Knowles, who plays our steel guitar, is our final member of the band. And they are such an awesome band and so well-respected amongst their other people in the music industry that likes them, and I'm proud to have them play for me and back me up.
Oh, yes. Wow. You guys have, you know, you have a really strong group of guys there with you, you know, that really, you know, you could tell that you guys, you know, actually genuinely like each other by kind of the music that you guys put out. It sounds so, you know, it sounds just amazing. You guys do such a great job together.
I think that's because of the brotherhood that that you form when you believe in each other. You actually rely on each other. You know, if one guy stumbles and falls, the rest of us help him get back on, you know, and it happens, you know, and as many years as I've been playing, I don't think there's a show ever that I didn't mess up, but I'm just glad that if I do, when I do, I can do it with those guys because I know they've got my back, and that's what makes for an awesome concert, and I think it's worth going to see if you ever get a chance because they are showmen, and I'm proud of them for that. When they get up there, they do show people their talents, and they have fun doing it.
Yeah, wow. It's amazing. I love it. I love that you guys work so, you know, great together and put out great music for all of us. And, you know, we have two of your songs here with us tonight. But before we play those, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music and where we can purchase all of your music, you know, after the show for those who enjoy what they hear?
I will do that. I will do that.
Awesome. Awesome. So, yes, let's play the first song here, and then you could tell us where to get everything. So first up, let's play Cup of Coffee, and we'll be right back with Alan Hurt, and he'll tell you all where you can get all of his music. So let's do it. Cup of Coffee. Check it out.
She don't know me, but I see her sometimes in the morning. When I pass by each day on my way to work, she'll come out on the front porch with a hot cup in her hands, watching the sun come up with a sip now and then.
With him right now. So where can we go to purchase all of your music?
Okay, well, of course, first and foremost, you can go to cmt.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a physical sense, if you're in either Fort Worth or Nashville, Tennessee, you can go to Ernest Tubb Record Shop. Our other Ernest Tubb Record Shop. And then cdbaby.com, amazon.com, iTunes.com, PayPlayFM.com, and eMusic.com.
Perfect.
So
perfect. Yeah. Wow. many places that you can go to.
I know. I had to make a list so I could tell you.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine. There's so many different ones, but I love it. So whichever one, just, you know, do eeny, meeny, miny, mo and just get his music after the show.
Yeah,
I love it.
That's what I do. I just don't ever Google yourself on the Internet. You're liable to find things.
Oh, that is hilarious. See, note to self. Do not Google yourself.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
For all those artists out there, take his advice.
Right.
Take Alan's advice. I love it. I love it. And also, I do know, though, that you have some social networking sites as well. So do you, which one's your, you know, the one that you're always on that, you know, that's kind of the go-to for people to chat with you?
Well, let's see. We do have a Facebook-like page, facebook.com/AlanHurtAndTheMountainShowman, spelled out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can go to the artist site of ReverbNation.com. / Alan Hurt and the Mountain Showman, of course. And my main website, which is alanhurt.com, has pretty much everything those sites have, but it's a little more in-depth as far as biographies, links to buy, and et cetera. So.
Awesome, awesome. So everyone, just please, just make sure you go check him out. Check out everything that, you know, he does. Make sure you do it. And chat with him. He's awesome. He responds.
Thank you.
Yes, so do it. And also, we have your last song of the night that we're going to play called Well Overdue. So let's play that one, all right? Let's do it.
Sure.
Awesome. I'm ready. Here we go. Well Overdue.
Get burned, but now I know the truth.
with him right now. I loved both of your songs. Thanks so much for sending those our way so you could play them tonight. Love them.
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. I was so proud to be a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'd love to have you back on anytime. Anytime. You're always welcome.
Okay. Well, you know I'll send you the bill and whenever we get that caught up.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. You gotta catch that up.
Yeah.
I'm
just glad you do what you do. I'm proud of you. I hope everything continues to work out good for you. You have my support. And if you ever need anything, please feel free to call on me.
Thank you so much. Same to you. Anytime, you know, you need something to promote or whatever or just anything, please let us know. We got your back.
We'll do that. Definitely will do that.
Awesome. Good. Thank you so much, Alan, for coming on and being a part of the show. And we'd love to have you back on anytime you have anything to promote, all right? Let's just come on back.
Hey, the Josie Show rocks, everybody.
Alan Hurt rocks, okay? I love it. Thank you so much, Alan. We'll chat with you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Josie. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too. Talk with you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Woo! First of my guests tonight. Ooh. That applause. Woo! Goodness. Thank you. Bow. both of my guests tonight have rocked. Thank you so much to Mike Deese, who actually brought Tom Flatten to talk with us, and also Audra King popped up a little bit later there. So thank you. All three of you guys for coming on and chatting with us. You were great. Mike Deese, thank you for coming on the show. And also Alan Hurt, thank you so much for coming on the show. So, yes, two great interviews with two amazing singers.
And we want to thank Mike for all the donuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wish I had some donuts. Let's just say.
And we also want to give a shout out to our listeners in the UK who are messaging us that we didn't mention them.
Shout out. Hey, UK. It rhymes. Okay, sorry. I just amused myself. Thank you so much, everybody, from all over walks of life, all different walks of life, all around the world. Thank you so much for tuning into the show.
And I want to thank Tina for not dismantling, taking apart computers, causing fires, or stepping on her husband as she leaps over him to get to Josie.
Exactly. Nobody was hurt in the process of the Josie Show. So, I mean, that's a plus, right? right. So now here I want to go through some quick announcements before we have to close up the show with Mike D's song, Death of a Hobo. So before here we get to the VIPs as well, because we have to do that, remember we have a live, 24/7 licensed radio station called Country Blast Radio, which can be heard at countryblastradio.com. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/countryblastradio. I'm live365.com, live365.com. All you have to do is search Country Blast Radio to find us. We pop up as the first one, I believe. I hope. You'll find us. You'll find a picture of me with my cowboy hat, but still, I'm a girl, so it's cowgirl hat. I just changed the name. And we're also on Roku, TiVo, and your smartphones. On iPhones and Droids, all you have to do is download the free Live365 app and then type in the search bar on that app, Country Blast Radio, and I pop up. Boom. And right here at josieshow.com after our show, it's constantly playing 24/7. So when we're not, you know, when we're not live with the Josie Show or Josie Show Special Edition, we are, you know, we're playing great country music, the best mix of all that is country, from signed and independent artists and new and classic country music, the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dance hall music, so please make sure you tune us in at work or on the go. We're also, I know I mention this all the time, but I just think it's so crazy that we continue to stay up there. You know, I was for sure, I thought I was going to drop off the ranking, but, you know, you guys just stuck with me and, you know, are listening to the music that we, you know, supply you all with on our show every day. So I thank you so much for, you know, allowing us to be highly ranked on Live 365. And, you know, even ahead of some FM stations, which still kind of boggles my mind a little bit. It's kind of surprising, but it's all thanks to you all. And new music every week is constantly being added, so please tune in every day. We added actually a bunch of new songs this week, so please make sure you check it out from independent artists and, the signed. The signed. That sounded real bad. But, yes, the signed and independent artists. So we have everything for everybody. Also, I want to mention here our special edition episodes for the Josie Show. We currently have 13 special edition episodes up now, so you can check those out by going to our website at josieshow.com, same website where you find us at Josie Show. So, yeah, you just click on special editions tab and you can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price Tribute Show, our full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself, Justin Trevino, Bill Green, Jack and Misty, Tia Goins, Tony Booth, Sheila Ray Charles, and Sammy Sadler, who survived the real murder on Music Row and shared his story and amazing music with all of us. All these wonderful, wonderful special edition guests shared a little bit about themselves, and we got to chat with them, have great chats with them, play their music. So it's great. Please check it out. Also, tune in on October 21st, where we will bring you a live interview on special edition number 14 with Caroline Cole. So that is going to be fabulous. I'm very, very excited to be speaking with her and play her music. So I'm very, very excited. Now, I kind of want to pass the mic now to my producer, my wonderful producer, Tina, the amazing, the amazing Tina, who is going to talk about our VIP members.
Yes. Woo. Well, with an introduction like that, I better do a good job.
Exactly. How can you refuse doing it after that?
Right? Okay. So if you go to josieshow.com and you click on the VIP membership tab, you are going to find, first, a way, if you're an artist, to sign up and get to take advantage of our benefits for an entire year. So that is quick and easy to do. Only takes a minute, so make sure you check that out. And then you can join these wonderful artists. So let's start with Tim Garman. You can find Tim Garman either on our site or at timgarmanmusic.com. Also on Facebook, so you can go ahead and search him. Last name spelled G-A-R-M-O-N. Consistently coming out with new music. He always has something great going on. Vince Anthony, you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. Always updating his website. Does a really good job. He's consistently putting out some music. He is always performing. So make sure you check it out. There's some videos on his site of his performances. A little sneak peek at his music. You can figure out where he's going to be playing as far as his touring, so you can go out and catch him. He does an awesome job. Next, Larry Massey. You can catch him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey, and he spells that M-A-S-S-E-Y. Does a great job, puts out wonderful music, has a beautiful voice, so make sure you go ahead and check out his music as well. And then Wayne Jacobs. You can find him at waynejacobs.com. Also, always putting out brand new music. It just won an award not too long ago as well, so make sure you go to his site so you can check all of that out. All of these artists you can find on our VIP tab, and you could, there are clickable links to get you right to their sites if you forget where their site is at, or you can go ahead and search them on Facebook. They all have Facebook pages, and they speak to everybody who messages them as often as they can. So they do a really great job. So make sure you go ahead and you check them out. And then last but not least, we want to talk about an event coming up here. The event is called the Winnsboro Wild West Days in Winnsboro, Texas. It's Saturday, November 16th at the Pavilion at the City Park. From 6 to 10 p.m., it'll be Tammy Carlisle and Jimmy Harris, both Josie Show Fun. So make sure you go ahead and pop that in your calendar so that you don't miss it. All right, Josie, we are back to you. I'll throw you back the hot potato mic. There you go.
Yes, thank you so, so much for doing that. Now my next guest for Friday, next Friday, we have Nellie Black, Eva Sabiniano, White Panther, and Paul Nance. So it's going to be amazing. So, yes, it's going to be a busy show next Friday. Four guests, it's going to be craziness in a good way. It is going to be awesome. So, yes, until then, thank you guys so much. And remember, until then, you can chat with us on Twitter. I have Twitter, twitter.com/JosiePasentino. That's my personal page where you could, you know, just chat and all that fun stuff. And also our official Twitter page. We actually have a fake out there, so please be, you know, warned. Our only page is twitter.com/JosieShow. That's our only page. We don't have any more pages. And so, yeah, twitter.com/JosiePasentino and twitter.com/JosieShow. And also we're on Facebook. If you type in my name, Josie Pasentino, I pop up. And also facebook.com/JosieShow. So until then, we'll chat with you guys soon. All right. Mwah! Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. Yeah. So now to close this off, I got to remember, is our last song of the night. Well, to close this off, of course. It is Mike Deese and his song, Death of a Hobo. Here we go. Check it out.
Here I am lying flat on my back, right in the middle of a railroad track. Too weak to move and too drunk to care. I knew I was gonna die alone, now I know where. Outside of the wine I try to do right, and now it's my comfort every night. No wife, no children, no house, no home. I didn't care for people, Lord, I lived alone. I earned my way fair and square. I didn't care how and I didn't care where. I gathered the fruits, I sowed the grain. Now here I lie, Lord, in the cold night rain. I hear the whistle, I see the light. In a way, I'm glad life's over tonight. I brought nothing in, I'm taking nothing out. I never even knew, Lord, what life was about. I laughed at religion under my breath, and now it is different. This close to death, this feeling of warmth may be too late. Only St. Peter knows at the pearly gate. I thought at this time I was shaken with fear. I know it, this feeling, peace is near. Can feel the rumble, I hear the roar. The twinkle of an eye, Lord, I'll be no more. I hear the whistle, I see the light. In a way, I'm glad life's over tonight. I brought nothing in, I'm taking nothing out. I never even knew, Lord, what life was about. I hear the whistle, I see the light. In a way, I'm glad life's over tonight. I brought nothing in, I'm taking nothing out. I never even knew, Lord, what life was about.